This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, December 8. Name change. Our reading comes from Genesis chapter 17. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, "I am God Almighty. Walk before me faithfully and be blameless. Then I will make my covenant between me and you and will greatly increase your numbers." Abram fell face down, and God said to him, "As for me, this is my covenant with you. You will be the father of many nations. No longer will you be called Abram. Your name will be Abraham, for I have made you a father of many nations. I will make you very fruitful. I will make nations of you, and kings will come from you. I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me and you and your descendants after you for the generations to come, to be your God and the God of your descendants after you. The whole land of Canaan, where you now reside as a foreigner, I will give as an everlasting possession to you and your descendants after you, and I will be their God." Then God said to Abraham, "As for you, you must keep my covenant, you and your descendants after you, for the generations to come. This is my covenant with you and your descendants after you, the covenant you are to keep. Every male among you shall be circumcised. You are to undergo circumcision, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and you. For the generations to come, every male among you who is 8 days old must be circumcised, including those born in your household or bought with money from a foreigner. Those who are not your offspring, whether born in your household or bought with your money, they must be circumcised. My covenant in your flesh is to be an everlasting covenant. And every male in Abraham's household, including those born in his household or bought from a foreigner, was circumcised with him." Revelation 5, verse 9. "You are worthy, and with your blood you purchased for God persons from every tribe and language and people and nation." Long ago, God gave Abram, whose name meant exalted father, an amazing promise. "I will make you into a great nation." Sometime later, God also told Abram that his offspring would be as many as the stars. But many years rolled by, and Abraham and his wife, Sarai, had no children of their own. When Abraham was 99 years old, God appeared to him again and doubled down on his promise. God renamed him Abraham, which means father of many nations. As a sign of this new promise, God commanded that all males in Abraham's household, whether born to him or bought by him, were to be circumcised. God's promise was sealed in blood. Abraham and his wife did have a son, and many descendants followed. So Abraham became a father of many nations. But that isn't the end of the story. Years later, one of Abraham's descendants, a child named Jesus, was born in Bethlehem. In Ephesians 1:7, we read this about him. "In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins." And that forgiveness, we find in the book of Revelation, extends to every tribe, language, people, and nation. Today, through the shed blood of Jesus, who died on the cross, God's promise to Abraham extends to you wherever you live. Will you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Pray with me. Lord, with all the hosts of heaven, we worship you, for you are the one who faithfully keeps his promises. In Jesus, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.